The question today is, when was Jesus crucified? This is the second part of this question. I want us to look at the Bible as we have done before in the last message on Ask the Pastor. We had tried to answer part of that question. But we know that John the Baptist had said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world," in John 1:29. He knew he was a fulfillment of the Old Testament Passover in Exodus chapter 12. Where that the lamb was put up on the 10th day of the month and scrutinized to the 14th day of the month, the beginning of months, which was called April according to the Jewish calendar. So April the 14th was the Passover time. And Jesus being the Passover, he would have had to die on April the 14th. Now, as we know that when he had a last meal, a last supper, if you please, as he gathered his disciples together prematurely, had it the day before, on the night before, or it would be April the 13th, but on the 14th, he became the Passover as lamb that would take away the sin of the world. He went to the cross on the 14th day, and he died. Now, we know that the Bible says that in John chapter 19, verse 31, it talked about that the Jews said, "We've got to get him off the cross, because tomorrow is the this is the preparation day, and tomorrow is the Sabbath." But John did put it, the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath was an high day, meaning a special day. We look back at the Old Testament scripture and showed you how that the days of holy convocation was considered to be a Sabbath, and they didn't always coincide with the regular seventh day or Saturday Sabbath day. And that, therefore, the Feast of Unleavened Bread connected to the Passover feast was had the first day of it would be April the 15th, and it was a day of holy convocation or a Sabbath day. So therefore, we know that the day after Jesus died, April the 15th, was a high day. It's written down in the Scripture. We also know that it was a Sabbath day because of being of holy convocation, the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So the question is, when was Jesus crucified? I want to declare to you that Jesus was crucified. In other words, I say on the year that he died, that day, that Sabbath was on Thursday, which was April the 15th. Thus, Jesus had to die on Wednesday that year, April the 14th. You say, how do you know that? How can you know that? Well, let's look at Scripture. It'll answer our questions if we'll only look at them. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew, chapter number 12, verse number 40, "For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." Now, you notice what the Scripture said. Jesus himself said that, by the way, that he would be there 3 days and 3 nights. Now, there's people today who say, well, Jesus died on Friday, and they call it Good Friday. But it would be Good Friday if he died, but he didn't die on a Friday that year, because they used the Jewish calendar, the way of counting days. They said, well, 3 days would be, in other words, they don't mention the nights, by the way, but they mention the 3 days, and they count it as one part of a day on Friday would count as one day. Saturday would be one day, and part of the day on Sunday would be the third day. And therefore, but the Scripture says plainly that if Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights, in other words, that's 3 24-hour days, therefore Jesus would be in the heart of the earth. That's where he'd be. So he had to die on Wednesday, and he was buried before 6 o'clock that afternoon, which is the beginning of the Jewish High Sabbath, which was April the 15th, which was the first day of holy convocation of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And then we find what the Bible says, and after what transpired in Matthew chapter 28, verse number 1, it said, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre." In other words, in the end of the Sabbath. Now, really, this Scripture is really saying at the end of it. It means when it's over with. Now, that ended at about 6 o'clock on our Saturday, if you please, is when the Sabbath ended, and the people could not walk but so far on the Sabbath day. I don't know whether the women had already begun to move toward the tomb, and whether they'd have their allocation of steps that they could take on the Sabbath day in or not. I don't know. But still, we know as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, it's not talking about the sun coming up. It's talking about the beginning of the day of the first day of the week, which would be 6 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at sundown, in a sense, was what it amounts to. And therefore, it would be at that time when they came to the sepulchre. So soon after 6 o'clock, as soon as they could get there without breaking the law, and even though they were Christians and not under the law in one sense, they still no doubt probably at that time tried to abide by that. They came to the tomb, and guess what? The tomb was already empty. God had sent an earthquake, and a stone had been rolled away. It wasn't rolled away to let Jesus out. It's rolled away to let people in where they could see that it's empty. He's not here. He's risen, as he said, verse number 6 brings out. So therefore, we know that at that time, that's exactly what happened. And by the way, this was sometime on Saturday afternoon, just before the 6 o'clock hour, Jesus was resurrected, because he was buried sometime before 6 o'clock on Wednesday. 3 days and three nights later, of course, he came forth out of the grave, and we know that the tomb is empty at the beginning of the first day of the week, and that's why we call that the resurrection day. Now, in other words, this establishes the day of the week as far as being Wednesday, April 14th. Now, you don't have to agree with that. That's all right. You don't have to, but I believe if you'll compare Scripture with Scripture and realize that no Scripture is any private interpretation, what you believe has got to fit with this book. And he said, as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, even so must the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And so therefore Jesus was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Now, that establishes a date, April 14th on Wednesday afternoon of that particular year. Now, the year we don't know exactly about it, but we do know that the word B.C. is supposed to label our calendar before Christ. Some people say, well, what does A.D. mean? Some people think it means after death. I used to think that for a long time, but there would be 33 years that would be missing if that was the case. But you realize something, A.D. is a Latin word which means really basically after his birth that it begins. And in fact, if business, did you know that our designation of whatever year we were in, and you could say, in, for instance, a few years ago, we could say in 1975, of the year of our Lord is what it's supposed to represent. And that's the way it was, and that's the way it is. In other words, every time we look at the calendar, it's telling us a so-called dating of our Lord Jesus Christ. But the problem is our calendar is off. How do we know that? Well, some say, well, that means that Jesus died about A.D. 33, if that's the case, after his birth. Because we know he's 33 and a little over years of age. And I don't know exactly when he was born. Probably more like a March or sometime in the spring when they're pasturing their sheep out in the fields at night. Not on the Christmas day, as we call it today. But at least he attended four Passovers. The first one just soon after his ministry began. And then the other three, and of course the fourth one, he was the Passover lamb. But so therefore, we don't know the exact time, exactly the date that Jesus was born. Because you go back and study some secular history, and I don't know that we need to call it that, but that's the way we do. We divide it into sacred and secular, but it's not in the Bible. But the King Herod that met the wise men that time, and by the way, let me just interject here, there's probably more than three wise men, and they didn't come to meet him in the manger because the king inquired when they saw a star in the east, and we know that he tried to kill all of them 2 years old and down in Matthew chapter 2. If you don't know that story, look up on it. But when the wise men got there, they saw the young child in the house, so there's already some age had passed. Don't know exactly. Of course, the King Herod had inquired when they saw the star, so he wanted to go worship too, but he was lying. He wanted to kill them. In fact, when the wise men went home another way, he went and had all of them killed, all the boy babies killed, 2 years old and under, which means that Jesus may have been born 2 years before that the wise men even got there, or at least almost 2 years. We don't know. It might have been 18 months or 19 or whatever. I don't know about that. But the thing about it is that same King Herod, according to history, was concerned. We understand that he wanted to kill Jesus, and he died, according to history, and we don't know the exact date, but 3 or 4 B.C. Therefore, Jesus may have been born 4 to 6 B.C. Therefore, we don't know that, but we know that he died. If he was born 4 to 6 B.C. somewhere in that time, he may have died about A.D. 27 or A.D. 28 instead of A.D. 33. But we do know that he was born on a day, and he died in a year that we do not know, but the day of that year he did die, we do know that it was Wednesday afternoon about 3 o'clock on April the 14th, fulfilling the Old Testament typology of being the Passover that would take away the sin of the world. Folks, I want to tell you, we don't have to agree on all the minute details, and there are certain things that still have a certain amount of shrouded with a certain amount of mystery. I understand that. But I do know that He died on the day that you and I might have life. And we ought to thank God. But not only did He die, but thank God after 3 days and three nights, according to the Scripture, He arose and He lives, ever lives at the right hand of the Father. Back whenever the Pope died, a lot of people got upset and wonder where he's at and wonder this or wonder that. And I want to tell you something today. Our Pontiff is alive. And that Pontiff means our High Priest. He's the only High Priest we've got. He's the only potentate we've got, and He's alive. He's at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you today. And He wants to do a work in your heart because He loved you enough. He went to that cross and died that you might have life. And thank God, didn't stay down. He came forth triumphant after 3 days and three nights that you and I can have victory in our lives. And so it's not all the minute details that's necessary, but you must believe that Jesus bore your sin debt. That's the gospel. The gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection, which involves the sinless life, the vicarious death, the virgin birth, if you please, first. And then, of course, His burial, His resurrection, His ascension, His ministry of intercession, and His bodily coming back again one day. Those things are essential. And this part about Jesus going to the cross must be, it's necessary. It's the center focus point, focal point of everything else. The climax of the gospel is that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that we might have life, that you might have life. So I pray that you study to show yourself approved. I pray you'd ask questions. You're noble to do so. I pray you'd ask us. You can disagree with me and have no problem with that. If you just want to know truth, let's study together. Iron sharpens iron, Proverbs said. And we can study together that we might find the truth of God's Word. The main thing, He died on a day that we might have life. And He arose on a day that we might have life. That's the most important thing. And so therefore, may we just be sensitive to that. And so the question we're trying to answer in this second part of this Ask the Pastor is, when was Jesus crucified? He was crucified on April the 14th, which fell that year on Wednesday. Sometime before 6 o'clock He died and was buried, and of course taken off the cross before the high Sabbath of the first day of unleavened bread, which would be April the 15th, and that day would have been Thursday. And so as a result, Jesus died in a time, a date, year, we don't know for certain, might have been A.D. 27 or 8, according to His death, configuring it out with Herod when Herod died. But the main thing, He died. May God help you to embrace the fact He died for your sin on the cross of Calvary. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again, on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.